Recently, the last 4 or 5 weeks, there's a big tumult in Eretz Yisrael. There's string life in yeshiva that started the tumult. Choshen in yelayat, choshen in talmidei chachamim. I'll try the food I spoke to them today for a couple of hours, that's what I understand. In the old days, till 40 years ago, by them themselves, till 10 years ago, till 5 weeks ago, they would buy fish in the store here. I never knew. The truth is, I didn't know that people do it yet. But they buy fish. And their mother looks for kaskasim. I don't know how you say kaskasim in English.
Scales.
Scales. Kaskasim. And the halacha is, every dog tor has kaskasim. Snapir v'kaskeses, kochi yesh v'kaskeses, yesh v'snapir. If you don't have a kaskasim, it's a dog tome. So how you know if it's a dog toy or a dog tome? They would buy the fish. They would look if it has kaskasim or not. It's a bit hard job. Because today, even the ones that they sell with the skin, they try to clean it out. Even when they leave the skin, the salmon, for example, they want to cook a whole salmon. But people prefer not to have kaskasim. They like to have the skin, it looks nice, you know, you put it in the buffet, it looks choshen. So you want the skin to be on top of it. But they clean it very well. But he could find a little bit. Then, today you get ready fish. And that started to import fillet of fish, but it's pieces of salmon cut clean. And there's no kaskasim on it. There's no skin on it. You can't find kaskasim. So he went to speak to the mashgichim and the badats. And from this, the story really started. They really changed a lot of things, but I'll try to misader it to the tzdode ashayla. So in the old days, you buy a fish. You check if it's kaskasim, or Moshe, you go to the Alps for vacation, you need to buy a fish. So you go to the store, you see if it's kaskasim, you buy it. Or if you fish yourself, yeah, you see if it's kaskasim, and you buy it. Or we would buy by a frum butcher, and we would rely on the butcher that if he sends us fish, he checked the kaskasim. So or we checked ourselves, or the people in America are a little bit more spoiled. You buy, Lakewood, Epstein, I know, it's a very choshev butcher there. Yeah? And they're reliable people. I don't know if they have fish in that situation again. That's not the game, they have fish in that. I know he's a good butcher. I don't know if he has fish in that. Mashiach years ago, do I know? I was a halacha guy. We call McCoy. So the pshat is, you know what he's giving you. And the Badats themselves assumed, this is what the Mavrich HaKashos that they took out, that every guy knows when he buys fish, he checks. Pitom, they found out that most people, they buy fish, they don't check in this kaskas. The Badats said, we don't check. We bring the fish, we rely on the people to check. We don't check. Mashiach HaBadat said, we never check. We don't check for kaskasim. We check that they don't put treif oil inside the fish. But if the fish is a kosher fish or not, that every woman has to check in her house. We don't check. So they fixed it already. I'm just saying, they came down to the dining room of Yeshiva Smir, yeah? The biggest yeshiva in the world, right? Almost 10,000 talmidim. You know how much fish, I know the oil don't eat the fish, but you know how much fish they serve in the fish days? Yeah, the yeshiva would prefer to send to give chicken every day. The yeshiva gives fish because in Yerushalayim was a minig that you fast sheni v'chamishi, and if you don't fast, you don't eat chicken. They went to ask Chaim Kanievsky, but the American boys can't eat this fish. said, but that's the given the meaning though, I don't let you to change. They switched then to Fleishiks by night. So he said, no, but Yom Revi by night, that is only Yom Chamishi, you can't serve Fleishiks here in the mirror, and Sunday night. Tonight you could. This, now when you have the complaints of the fish, you know. But anyway, they bring boxes of fish. Tons of fish. Who receives it? Mr. Worker. He pours it in, no one checks. You know how many hours took them this week to check the fish? Five people were here for 3 hours checking every piece of fish with the kaskasi. Yeah, now they do it, yeah.
We're here.
She was married. Yeah, the most machmud yeshiva in the world, yeah. I know the bochim. I know that. It was five guys checking every fish. For sure, everyone was a kid. Every single, not was five. Who checks the fish? And you go to Ulamei Beis Yisrael, so you think someone checks the fish? No one checks the fish. Who's checking the fish? Ask a caterer in America if he checks every piece of fish before he don't go bankrupt. The people didn't even know what to check. You know, they got guys here, the guys didn't know what to check. What are they looking for? Now, and I'll start. Not every time you can check. You get pieces of filet. You know what's filet? It's cut pieces of fish. No kaskasim on it. So in the salmon, you could check if it's pink. Even that, some people tie it, that is another fish, is a kind of shark that has also looks the same. But Lama Zogin, that is all the pink fish is salmon. But Lamosho is tilapia, I don't know how you call it in English exactly, yeah? Here they call it mush, you know, that's wrong. It's the name. If you want, you go to the store, you ask for mush if you want it. That fish has exactly another fish that is a trefidika fish. Out when it's with the skin, it looks different. When they cut it the fillet, it looks exactly the same. If you want later have pictures, you can't find the difference. So when you buy that piece of fillet, there's no way to check it. So what do we do? I'm just going to history to understand the problem, but where we're holding and to be aware. So the answer is, we would assume that before it comes to my house, someone checks. They started to look backward. Most of the fish comes from huge factories in China. No one checks. There's no way to check there. No way to check in the world. They have a place, they have thousands and millions of fish. They wash them, clean them, cut them to fillet, put them in boxes, and send them to all over the world, and you get a hechsher badatz. There's no one to check the fish. No one checked the fish when the skin was taken off the fish. In the old days, it was a akpod, and all of the Jewish stores, you had to leave a piece of skin on the fish. It's not there anymore. The yeshiva gets boxes and fillet. No skin, no kaskasim. How you check it? So, and again, so I'm only relying that they will check in the end. Now, so what you check for? You have to, if they have skin, you check for kaskasim, or if they clean the kaskasim, it's called besa kaskos. Besa kaskos is the place where the kaskasim are stuck inside the skin. The Shulchan Gevoya and the Ksav Sefer hold that it's good, and Nisim Karalitz hold that it doesn't help to check base kaskas. You really have to find kaskasim. It's not enough to find the place where they were stuck inside. As another thing, if you recognize the shape of the fish, like we said, like a salmon, like a salmon, but lemoshon, you could check the salmon when you get it, pieces of salmon. When it's smoked salmon, what we call lax, you can. Is that my English? I can't. You know. It's too many names to remember. But deer already is no rider, but it's pink. All these smoked things, they can make everything pink for you. It's gosh. You have to have ashgocha. But the ashgocha has to know that it's real. So, I want maybe to start to explain the difference if the things. So for sure, if we get a fish and we have the skin and we could check if it has the kaskasim or not, so we have to check and we could check. And that is the easiest thing. But the shaila is, when we get fish from the companies, and what we rely. So I want to go keseder advarim, just the mesada advarim a little bit. And then we'll try also to get to the halacha l'maaseh. Some poskim wanted to say, we could rely on the klal of umon loymare umnusa. Chazal say, a umon, a tabach, a cook, you could rely on him if you don't know if it has milk inside or not. You ask him if they added milk, if it tastes the taste of milk or not. And he says, no, I don't taste the milk, so it's bottom. You say, if you too much, it's a klal of umon loymare umnusa. The companies don't want to lose their name. They sell salmon all over the world. A huge company in China, they sell salmon. There's a svara of umon loymare umnusa. They don't want to lose their name. And the poskim have a shaila if we could rely on umon loymare umnusa. The poskim bring down umon loymare umnusa. Gemara says like this in Menachos. Tonu Rabbanu, lekech talis mitzuyetzis min ashuk miyisroel arei b'chizkoso. Min ha'avid kichovim, min ha'tagor ksheiro. If you buy it in a store, he's min ha'hedi y'psula. So Rashi, min ha'tagor, from the store, it's kosher. Min ha'tagor ksheiro, de lo'imari nafshei. Al pi razog deran, you're allowed to buy juice of rimoinim. They came in the yain shel rimoinim lerefua. They sell it to refua. And people are makpi not to mix things inside. The goy tells you it's okay. And the same thing the Rav Yo says, you're allowed to buy zingvil. It's a kind of spice from the goy. Why we not choishish? Umen limare nafshei. So the Mele, a lot of poskim wanted to say, is a svar of umon loymare nafshei. They will tell you it's salmon, and you will buy it, and you will eat it, and it will be mushed, yeah? Now, love is all, you're allergic to this mushed. You know, will be such a, you know, but balagam will be in the world of the China company. So they don't want to lose their name. They want to keep their name. So, what we rely that when it comes in the packages that this is salmon, we could rely on umon loymare nafshei that this is salmon. That is one heter that some rabbanim wanted to go. The problem was the Magen Avraham brings down. He wants to say that it's dafka, and here's the shaila. Only in things that the umon would lose his name. But lo yitzir, it's only Jewish question. Speaks about tviya shelo lishmo. Says the guy will put chut in tviya shelo lishmo. He will not lose his name. It's something that is negated to the yid. The Moshe, one thing. The second thing, the Nebi Yehuda says, umon loymare nafshei, the goy will not lie. But the goy will not check. Dahainu, if the goy tells you that it was clean for Pesach, we can't rely on the company that they clean for Pesach. They will not sell chometz. Will not put bread. Umon loymare nafshei, they're saying it's matzah. But to clean the table, you can't rely on them that they clean the table. And here the question is, in these things, fish mix inside. They have all different fishes. There's a big avodah to clean it out from the kosher fish to the treifadika fish. Reb Moshe says that you cannot rely on Umar Limar and Afshay. And this is Be'etzem, the famous Reb Moshe that a couple of weeks ago we were busy trying to rely on Cholov Stam. He says, in a factory in the same country, you could say this here. Says, a factory in China, millions and billions of fish, you think they think that they care about what will happen by you? Not only that, no one thinks, I'll explain to you, when people sell milk, if you will have a donkey milk instead of cow milk, you know what will happen in the whole world? Now, fish, everyone knows that fish is not a product that you create. You fish. Fish, you fish. Now, emotional, when you fish tuna, you fish billions of fish together. Now we know it's all different little animals that are together with them. The Moshe Tain is, the guy at the factory is not claiming to say, I know that this fish is a fish. My workers are checking. Yeah, there's no machine to check the DNA of the fish, if it's a fish. So there is no svara that the Uman feels that he's mar en nafshei. The guy says, I only take cow's milk. You want the donkey? What do you mean? It's not a donkey. It's only a mistake. A donkey walk into the cows. So it means you're a liar. This is a non-reliable company. Tomorrow people will not believe you. They will think you add milk. You add synthetic things. You don't want to lose your name. The guy that sells fish, and he's in charge of selling fish, Zogar Moshe, he's not the one that makes the fish. I read the Lashon of Moshe. And list me how much hit no bakini na choize contract. Sherak min edogi meilu. Dar he ma'aminim lechol odo. ובאמיר או באלמה על מה שאוהים או שמכירים שהוא מדאג זה. They say themselves, they don't know who is Sam and who is not Sam. It's workers that have to find out. כשהבעל הבית סומך על כל אדם לא שייך מרפאת. It's not the workers that are sitting in the boats and in the places. No one claims that there are high class workers that are maving in fish. We give them DC money, what we can do, it looks the same.
It sounds like you can't sue them.
What?
It sounds like you won't be able to sue the company. Two fish look alike.
Could be, you could be, so you could rely. I don't know the word that we could sue and we scared. I don't know if it's what Chazal said, Umen Leimari Umnus. Chazal really said the guy doesn't want to break his word. The guy wants to be reliable. He doesn't want. You're right. In our days, we have that svar. And Rav Moshe adds, "So the Shaykh Elo Bet Charosh is a smuchus laorim sheyesh bem har beYisrael." And the Meile people will not, and people will not use it, will not. Says, Mistama, the owner of the fish don't know Bichlal, this fish, that fish, it's the same fish, it doesn't make a difference. That is one more reason the priest can bring down. This is one thing. Then, but some wanted to rely on it. Then came out another heter of some rabbani. Chazoke, the moker is a Tesis Rit. Tesis Rit learns Pshat and a Gemore. Is a Gemore, is a Tesis Rit that learns like this. It says in the Gemore, Omar Rabavu. They sold crevy dogim, the inside of the fish. Cheskosom ein eboim elam ipul mesurpani uvetzach b'depum nahor. We know everyone brings fish from that place. Zog the Trois Esrit. Hilka, Chavir is a boy's velo is tunun. It's like kind of tuna. Kevon shenucha lahakir ha-roish v'ha-shedro kula mutoris. Velo yichashin ha-dag tome. Ve'av al-pi sheyesh chavir she'en shem roish. Mitam chazok, shechazok yesh lo non she'en oisim elo mitunye. Velo yimidag tome. Zog the Trois Esrit, we have a chazoke, they do it from dag tome, velo yimidag tome. So the shaila is, if we have a chazoke, the factory of salmon, those salmon from salmon. And the same thing, the other fish that we said, how we call it? The lapia, yeah. These main two fishes, and some fishes you have to know, you can't rely on these chazokes. It's taken in the market, there's a lot of people that are mezayef. And the attack is no chazoke. But these two main fish is a chazoke. And here, be'etzem, the shaila is, what builds a chazoke? We have a chazoke. The Trois Esrit says, chazoke, that these chaviyos are made from tunya. They're made from, and when people rely on them. So if the chazoke, that these fish were made from that place, so if you can rely on them. So people are clear. Maybe that in the case of the Trois Esrit, they came from a place that they only had this kind of fish. Kenzai? But if not, another zach could be, we'll see later, could be if there's a way to check, you can't rely on the chazoke. So that was another svara to say that it's a chazoke. And I will explain a little bit more. Chazoke and Roy. And here's the question. We spoke about it a little bit, and we'll just touch the Nakuda. It's for two sides. If you ask the marshal that they bring down, they ask this kasha like this. A guy would buy meat from his neighbor, as a guy, but he would buy. He had a mashgiach. The mashgiach made 5 simonim, and he would send the meat over. For 20 years, the guy is sending meat with the simoni. After 20 years, the guy didn't have koyach to check every time the simoni. He just tore the bag and he ate it. Then he realized he didn't check the simoni. He has to kasha the kelim or not? But you order from a restaurant, how's it going? And they give it to you with a kind of plumper, and a kind of thing that you know for sure that it has a heksher. Yeah? You check. Every time you buy this kind of food, has a heksher on the back. Every day you check. Yeah? And last two times you forgot to check and you cooked. You have to be worried or not? That maybe it was not good? Or you can say, listen, for 20 years I checked the bag, it's becheskes that it's good, it's roiv that it's kosher. Mistama now it's also kosher. You could rely on it or not. You have a roiv? Or you don't have a roiv? You told me, roiv am ba'aretz ma'asim, how we know? Because most of them do it. Most companies of salmon sell salmon. This is the mitzvahs. I will ask you now, we will go and go to salmon, we'll buy salmon in a goyish store. It will be salmon or not? If you have to put $100, yes or no? Where are you going to put it on, $100? Yes? So it's roiv than a salmon. So if it's roiv than a salmon, we could rely that it's salmon. Or, say the other side, Shabbat. He spoke a couple times. There was a youth from America that came to Rebbe Yashiv. That he doesn't drink milk. He's a youth in America that doesn't drink milk. Yeshiva is a very big yeshiva. He doesn't drink milk. Why? All the milk is treif. The halacha is that the milk that comes from an animal that is a treif, you're not allowed to drink. As if you have milk of camel, you're not allowed to drink. A milk of a treif. We know today, statistic, and every farm, 40% are treifas. And every farm, 40% are treifas. The halachas in the old days, how we drank, called the porish, we rub a porish. In our days, you connect all the cows to one machine, and everything goes into one big thing. Lach belach, you have to have shishi to be misbatel. All of the milk is b'cheskas treif. You're allowed to drink milk today, you're not. He doesn't drink milk. All of his family, they don't eat milk products.
There's the
show,
the
Mashkiach is seeing. How you can see the treif? You can see inside the cow? How many treif is in this room? I can see, but most people can't. You can't see, the cows are walking. Any cow that has a hole in her lung is a treif. And her milk is also rechil. When you shecht the cow, when you shecht 100 cows, how much glat you will have?
60.
What?
60.
Alevai, I'm telling you, 5 glat. Then 5 kosher and 40 maybe. Yeah, you know, abanut, yeah? Yeah, regular. It's the metzius. Now, it's not true you have only 20%. You can't. This reason meat is so expensive. You can't cut it. It's not kosher. It's very hard. B'meila, if all the milk comes, b'meila, it's awesome. The Moshe, some people, the parents are nifter. They bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? I normally don't talk to these people anymore. Rishoyim Arurim. They brought the parents to Eretz Yisrael, Rishoyim Arurim. Why? L'churim. I'm saying L'churim. For sure not. We'll get in trouble, but why? They put them on a plane. And the plane is Kriyanim on the plane or not? One second. When you go to Shtiblach, it's 20 people. Every time is a coin or not? Every time that I'm there is a coin. Okay, because I'm a coin. But forget about myself. I'm asking you, when you with 20 guys at a Shtiblach, is a coin there or not? How? How it works out? Every time 10 guys, coin, a guy comes up. How? He makes up or he's really a coin? What? So from any 20 people is a coin. So how many Kriyanim in this room now statistic? Not 6. I would say 10 Kriyanim is done. Yeah? This is statistic. Statistic works, yeah? How the new president was voted. Because statistics tell it, he will be voted. Yeah? This is the Matthias. Statistic is right. If statistic is right, so every plane has at least 50 Kriyanim, you take your father that is dead, you're putting in, you metame Kriyanim be your dime. Avei lav de reise. The Kriyanim, the natural Kriyanim, look for them. How much? Most Yidin are not from. Most Yidin are not from.
The Moshav is Mason there.
It's not Moshav Mason, my dear. Why is Moshav Mason there? Every flight is Mason because these people bring them. It's a big Avei. I'm asking your Shah. Is it not? When, you know, when they open the first, when they open, it's not Tefach that doesn't have Skolish. When they open the first tunnel in Yerushalayim, Kvish begging. So I was doing Chavrusa B'Shmir Shabbos Kirchol, so he picked up the phone of the Chavar Kadisha, you also to drive in the tunnel. He says, if you drive in the tunnel, it's for sure 70 cars, 3 Kriyanim, you drive in, you metame the Kriyanim, you love their lights. He asked the Chavar Kadisha to use the tunnels.
We can work at the
tablet
on the car, I'm saying.
No, everything is moving. That doesn't work out. We're not allowed to do that. So you're allowed to levise. Well, everyone brings their parents. So it's a song.
Maybe the coin shouldn't go on the plane.
The coin does, but he's not from the coin. We speak of most of nice Jewish people are not from. How many from people we have? 2%, 3%? How much American Jewish people you know? 10 million. How many from people are there? 200,000? 300,000? Kohanim don't go. Kohanim special flights. Mason free. It's a special flight, once a day, twice a day, from Newark Airport. Okay, I didn't go. Okay, I don't drive. But it's not again. So what I'm trying to explain is, I'm just giving both sides. Mitzalei who is saying statistics says salmon is salmon. The salmon is salmon. If you ask me, it's salmon. Ask me, it's tilapia. That is the fish. When you buy smoke snacks, we know it is salmon. We know it's salmon. It's not treif. But the shaila is where it goes into the halacha. We have to know. So I said we have roiv amoritz maaser, roiv noshim misabos v'yoldes. Yeah, roiv noshim misabos v'yoldes. She went. Who said? It has to be a maaser. So this is a big shaila in the poiskim. What makes a chazok and what does not make a chazok? Reb Moshe, and the same thing, this shaila is, and all these big factories, that we get fish, that the mashgichim cannot check fish by fish. I will mask a little bit more. The suffix is divided to two kinds of sphikas. When we get fish from a factory that sells salmon, and there's no one there to check fish by fish that it's salmon. Now, no one checked it, Lamazogan, and it came with the skin.
I'm assuming no
Yid
checked it.
No Yid checked it. There's no Yid checked it, and there's no Yid that could check it. This is the Metzius. The Metzius is they cannot check.
You're not being Samech, I don't want to
We're going on the side that we're not Samech, yeah? So you get now salmon, Mehechshir Abadat, but Lemaisa, no one checked it. So it came with skin. Who has to check it? So Amol the Badatz was sure that the people that get it are checking. That's what the Badatz written down. They were sure that everyone is checking. So Nuzak, they heard that people are not checking. They didn't know that people are not checking. They were sure God's clearly so when they buy the fish, they check. If it has a skin, they don't check near Bichlal.
Usually,
either way, to
have
to check for bugs,
right?
Now it's a new already. This week, the sheris came out, so it's lived like. Okay, this they're fixing now. Now, don't worry, this is what they're doing. This is the shayla. They buy salmon, and it has. There's no echetim that the mashgiach could check every fish. The one, when it comes in the package in the factory, it's not shayla. So, if it came with the skin, or it came without the skin. This is one child. Now we have to know. You have to check or you don't have to check. So, we'll see in a second. If it's equally vru, it could be you have to check. Could be if it's a skin, you have to check. You can't rely on roib. You can't rely on chazoka. But you could check. So if lo yetzuyah, the salmon has a skin, and it has kaskasim, could be as a chiyuv to check the fish. You have a chazokah, you have a roi. The problem is, so lama zogim, they sell it with skin. And here the problem starts. The ones that they sold with skin, ad hayom hazeh, they don't check in the company. You could buy that latia a lot, here the yeshiva would buy it, but that said, we did not check it. And this is what they did this week. It was five guys. It was 5,000 pieces. And they checked 5,000 pieces. Now, to what you check? If you have to check for the kaskasim, for the basic kaskas, sometimes you see the shape of the fish. It's nickel. But they couldn't even nickel because the way they cook it, they put the skin in the bottom. The top part is without skin. So it's not enough that a mashgiach will come after it. Everyone that comes out, they had to have guys to check. For sure, they checked 5,000 and all of them had kaskasim. Because for sure they would have kaskasim, because they're not going to give us something else. However, the shaila is if we have to check or not. So the ones that have skin, but that's really till now, did not check it. The one that had the check is the one that gets it in the house. And the same thing if you have a yeshiva, that you have a big dining room, that you have thousands of people, it's, and the mashgiach, now the badatz gave a roi that all the mashgiachim and all the restaurants have to check fish. If they do it or not, besach fish. But this is the roi, they have to check. Now, the badatz relies that when it comes filet, they don't let a company to buy filet without the mashgiach checking that it came from kosher fish. The umas then, the marshal, the OU relies on Ruben v'chazoke. They rely on Ruben v'chazoke, and no one checks the fish. It's a rivosh. The rivosh learns pshat in the Gemara that is a aloche. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us simon itay. Zog the rivosh. Shebedvorim shechidsho teira shetzorich livdek besimonim lo nitan lismoich al haroiv. לפי שצורך לבורר דווקא על ידי סימונים וצורך לא חוש למיעוט אלא אם כן הוא מיעוט שאינו מוצוי כלל וזה לשאול כיוון שהתוירו צילסו ליבטק בסימונים שלא יהיה מחובדר את אויפריס התמאים על כוחי נשן לא חוש לכל אחד מהם ואפילו הוא מורת זו לא סי לפרס וריזניה ביישוב שאינו מוצו שם כלל אבל כשאפשר להימוצא חוששים למיות הוי הולך במדבור ולבד שיקיר הרויד ואף פי שהרויד מות את המיות כמה ביצים לא יקרים ביצים מכל מוקר ואין חוששים למי של ניבלוס או של טרייפוס זוג דריבוש אם זה נקרא לתרקולו זה דין הלך אחר הרויד אבל ועד התארי גבר סימוני טיירו אין איזה מצווה תצ'ק סימוני טיירו You cannot go bosaroyf. You cannot go bosaroyf. The male allowed the poiskim tiny lefit this rivosh. If you can go bosaroyf, and you can rely on chazoke, so you have a problem. So you have a problem. Now, this problem is a double problem, and I will explain. The Metzias is that they checked, and they have pictures from the places that they have. The way it works is three ways of fish, three kinds of fish that we have. There's wild fish, there's three fish that comes from caves that they build inside the ocean, closed places, and the fish live there, but it's really open to the Yam, and they have private swimming pools. Everyone was in an assumption that the ones in the swimming pools are only that fish. The Metzia says that even in these swimming pools are different kind of fish. Now, and here I want to be madgish the three nekudas. This be'etzimul is legal and mice. Is every time when we get a piece of salmon, there's three things that we have to think before the salmon comes to us. Forget about Ashgochas now. It's not Ashgocha. It's salmon or it's not salmon. It's salmon or it's not salmon. Maybe they didn't give us salmon. Maybe they gave us something else. Maybe they gave us something else. Maybe it's not salmon. The company decided not to give us salmon. The goyim. Like boso, we have to have shtei chisamos. Boso dogim is the same aloha of boso shenisala minayin. It's the same way. Boso, we don't eat stam meat. Because the reason is very partial. In the old days, meat we knew you have to have two chisamos. Fish, we didn't have to have two chisamos because we had the skin. This is the way it was. I'm trying to go back to Masber. Klal Yisrael, Alamol knew a meat, you have to have kosher, the Mashgiach has the keys, all of these halachas. Why the fish didn't have it? You just looked in the morning and you saw it's okay. You checked the skin. Now they took off the skin. So they say, okay, we have roiv. Roiv chicken is not kosher. Roiv chicken is tweif. Only the ones that we shecht are kosher. Mashgiach and roiv salmon is good. And this we have in Gemara, that kroiv and aboyim, you're allowed to eat it. Then we have another shaila. Even if the company tries to give us salmon, we know that it's a mix of treifadike fish that mix together. And the poiskim already started to declare about it. One of the ways they fish in the ocean, they go with boats, and they fish a lot of fish, and they freeze it. They have big pieces of ice. Takes 10 days till they come back to the sea from the big fishing. Kovushke mevushel. And they had a tzad. If the trefidike fish is not separated before they freeze it together, on a mushroom, they say different kind of fish. I'm not saying now the name. It's a kind of cheap tuna. That the way they do it is, for sure we get only tuna in the cans. But they cook it before they separate the trefidike fish. They put everything in a big oven, and then they separate. It's easy, there's different ways how to do it. You have to understand, it's hours to separate, it has to go on a line. And there's different shittas how they do it, how they grind it, how they do it. And you have to know, if the goyim are makpid to separate the trefidike fish from the kosher fish. By them, could be it's not even Maghrib Nusa. When you're emotional, you fish sardinim. Yeah? Or you fish even tuna. There's a lot of, in all of these big crowds of the fish, there's a lot of small little fish that join them and go together with them. And when you pick them up, all of them get together inside and they hop together. So again, in the old days, the halacha of Bosal Shin Yis'alami L'ayin, again, I want to make it clear, Bosal Shin Yis'alami L'ayin is a halacha Sayan Bosal Sayan fish. It didn't exist in fish because they gave it with the skin. So you didn't have to have Shtei Chosomis. When you can't give it with the skin, you really need Shtei Chosomis. But today, that we have Chazoke v'roiv, some want to rely on the Chazoke v'roiv. And I'm saying, the Chazoke v'roiv is coming for two purposes. One, to find out that this is salmon, and then the shaila is, legabi, the miut that mixes in. You have to separate them. They have lines that they try to separate them. We could rely on Ruma v'Chazoke or not. Could be we have bitul v'roiv. You have to know, if the Metzias, Shayach Bitul Beroiv, it's not Shayach Bitul Beroiv. That is the Shayach. And then we have the Rivosh, that the Rivosh said, that here the Torah said, that is a Din Bdik. Now, there's a big Vikuach in Rabbi Seinu, what it means, here Chazal said, that is a Din Bdik. It means, Midarshan, it's a Din Deiraisa. You have to do it, but if you don't do it, it's okay. What if you can't do the bdika? It came to you without the skin. It came here without the skin. You can't do the bdika. It's good or it's not good. Some want to say, while you could have done a bdika and this fish, you're not allowed to eat it without bdika. You can't eat it without bdika. I will explain. We have a halacha, Teisha Chaniyas Bochri Mosar Shchuto Ve'achad Becheres Bosar Neveila Behoilech, Benimtso Hoilech Achar Aroiv. The Rivosh says that where you could check, you're not allowed to rely on Roiv. So whatever the Gemara says, Teisha Chaniyas Moisim Bochasar Shchuto Ve'achad Becheres Bosar Neveila, you go Bosar Aroiv. The Rivosh said that when it's Simone Taire, we don't go Basaroiv. So the Mefoshim answered, dear, this is kosher, this is treif. Now it's a new shaila. But when the fish is here, and we have to doubt, who is this fish? It's not this kosher and treif in the shaila from where it came. So, it's not a klorezach. So now I want to go back to Lemaise, what is happening today. Lemaise, that is the shaila. So when you go and buy fish, and it's a vada kashrus, so when you buy a ready product, you buy smoked fish, You have to know first what vada kashas you buy. If you're buying the badats, they will not give you smoke, salmon, and a bag. If not, there was a mashgiach that checked that smoked salmon came from a salmon and didn't come from a shark, all different kind of fishes. If it's not such a choshave, ashgocha, could be even as ashgocha that you rely on, you have to know that it's not so poshut. Now, you're right. You're asking me, Lamaisi, eating salmon. I'm not worried. But I said, but the Mitzat Sheni, you're planning to take your father on the plane, yeah? The Shaila is if we could rely on these halachas. Especially, even if Lama Zogim, Bekolatirikula, we could rely on it, here that the Rivosh said as exists, it costs us not to rely. Now, we have to know. I will read. How sharp was the Chazon Ish? Not everyone was masking. And Ochis Rabbeinu. מורן החזניש היתר לאכול לסדג אפילו רק שיש עליו אויר ולפחות שני קסקסים ובבלי קסקסים אוסר מורן ולא יקמתיר עם הסוימך על הנאמונוס של הביצחה רוישס and the factory שקויסים שהוא דג כושר וסיפר לי הרב ששואל לסמורן החזניש אם מותר להשתמש בפילה בפסח אומר לו, יעד שאתה שואל על פסח יש בסופק די רייס דג פילה בלי קסקסים אוי שרה קיילי חזניש שלי הפתיקה של הקיילי and he went to the חזניש חזניש told him to throw it out And to throw out the cash of the kelim. Because it was not kaskasi. Now, as one merdoise, as a gemore in Avodah Zarah daf mem zayin, the gemore brings down a gzeira de rabbonon. Have a gemore with the zarah? אילו דבורים של הלכיחובים אסורים ואין איסור או מיסור הנועל ותוריס טרופה one of the things that are אוסור is תוריס טרופה זו התראשי מין דוגים קטנים מלוכים שנטרפו ונשתר בו הדוגים ואין ניקורים הלכה חשינן לתמי they had like what we call sardinim in our days I'm sorry, tuna cans in our days. It was like little tuna cans that they sold in that days. It's also, the Chazanish learned that the Isur and these things is a Gzeira de Rabban. Maybe the Chazanish had a tzad that when you claim that the factories, you could trust them, the Gzeira doesn't change. It reminds us the question of Chol of Stam. That could be, you can't rely on the factory. You know that we know that the milk is cow's milk. We know. Abba Chazal said, if no one checks the milk, you can. Was a tzad that Chazal asserted, fish that is no heker, if it's kosher or treif, you can't rely on it that you know that it's kosher. And this was the Bnei Bais of the Chazanish learned, that was the Isur de Rabbanon. So, Ayoytzel Adina. And again, to say that it's also when we have this Chazoka and the Roiv of the factories, it's hard to say that it's also. It's hard to say that it's also. What I'm saying again, it's only in the famous fishes, like tilapia and salmon. You have to know in a lot of different fishes that are special kind. I know myself, this person that has like eats a very special fish. Forgot the name. I visited him once and he had that fish. It's a very, very choshev fish. And I was planning to go this Shabbos after Kiddush to stop at his house, and I knew he would give me this fish. I'm not planning to go this Shabbos to his house. That fish is like a weird kind of fish. It cost $100, one little piece. I don't know exactly. Now, if the Ashgoche has Taki Kaskasim, so you're right, then it's okay. But if not, to rely on the company that it's okay, we don't have a chazoka veroiv. We have umen le'marem nusa. But you really have to have a factory that you could rely on. I want to understand to go in and say to buy. They tell you this is salmon. You go in Chutz Laaretz. You're on a vacation somewhere. You try to buy a piece of salmon. You dearly have to pick up the skin and check. It's a regular store. There's no musig of umar limar or umnus. If you buy fish that has skin in it from the badats, you have to know they did not check it. They're relying on you to check it. Again, it's loy goa from buying tuna in America from places that rely on the loy v'chazok. Aber l'katchile, so if you buy, the vowel I know for sure that if you buy in the badatz filet that is cut, there the badatz gives the ashgoche that the mashgiach checked and everyone. I hear the Mashgiach and they say that it's 95%. It's kemat impossible to check everyone. But what was nisbarer, and I'm saying again, what was nisbarer was that till a very short amount of years ago, the badats never import the soil fish without a skin that has a simon lekaskasim. It was import with them. Only the ones that have skin, and they were relying on people to check it themselves. And the vial, the mir, because the mir is machmir, so the mice are now in the dining room in the yeshiva, maybe it will change the policy of the fish, and it will be zeicher because of that. But the mice, what they're doing is now, they buy the ones with the skin, and someone checks every fish.
This is
the Chazon Ish
said. Even if you have
Eda
check yet in the
package. How they're checking the package? So again, if they check before. So again, if you get a big piece of fish that you could realize that it's from that fish, it's also good. Not every time you have to check Kaskasi, the Moshe. You can get salmon and you see that it looks in the shape of salmon, it's good. But if the salmon is chopped up, you buy a tuna can that from salmon, a spread of salmon. If it's badatz, they checked it before. That someone checked other that it has kaskasi, other that it has the shape of the fish.
Even with the salmon, that you're worried if it's cut up in the fillet, you're worried it's a shark. It's a lot more expensive than the salmon. Why would someone go to?
It's not more shark. It's not more expensive. No, it's not more expensive. There's no market for shark. There's no market for it.
Right, exactly.
So it's not expensive.
It's very hard to get it.
It's not very hard, but if they get stuck with it, they will give it to you.
It came in the net. We'll use it.
As I'm saying, in the salmon and the tilapia, it's a bit less. And the other fishes, the amount, the tilapia, the mussel, the other name of the fish is called tilapia, it's cheaper, the same taste, the same look.
Shape is also same?
No, but it's outside. But when the pieces, you know how the shape of the tilapia, we don't know how the shape of the fish looks anyway. So it doesn't help.
What about fish gelatin?
What? Fish gelatin and gummies. So there's a shy for if it's kosher fish or not. It's another shy.
Is that
what
you're checking
it? I don't know. What if you're going to do, but this is a different shayla. Bechlal, if you're allowed to eat it from tray for now. But you have to know that it comes with the right fish. So I'm saying is, they're trying now to list the whole, the people that are doing the tumul, the mamish active now, they're trying to make a list, at least that people will know when you buy with a hechsher, to know I'm buying chazoke, I'm buying roiv, I'm buying that the mashgiach checked the shape, the mashgiach checked the fish. So this is Batsam, where it's holding. Next week will be no shir, because I want to